Okay, Rabbos, a good vach. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Zion. We have the tremendous chus of starting the sixth parak of Shabbos. We're going back to Hotzah, right? Hotzah, one of the malachas you're not allowed to go out from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim while you're carrying something. That also is true if you are wearing something that is unnecessary. That's Din D'Oraisa. D'Rabbanan, Chazal were concerned that a person might take off something that they are wearing and carry it Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. And the Mishnah, you know, explains that rule with the example of things that women wear that either they may show to a friend, or we'll see because they may have to go to the mikvah, so therefore they have to take off certain ornaments that are in their hair. But we'll dive right into it, and that'll become clear. But again, the call to remember is that something that they may take off is going to be usher to go out, either Rabbanan. Even if they're wearing it, right? Let's say it's a decoration or some sort of jewelry on their head or their hat or something like that. That's the call to remember. If they're not likely to take it off and either show it to somebody or for whatever reason, so then it's not going to be usher because we're not concerned that they're going to carry a Dalet Amos Perishas Haravim. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says like this, Bameh Isha Yotza Uvameh Eino Yotza. What is she allowed to go out into Perishas Haravim with or without? Raji says, Da'avi Tachshi. Below masui, right? If it, what is something that is a tachshit, that is jewelry, and not a masui, a burden, i.e. the jewelry is mutter to go out with, but a burden is not. And then Rashi says, v'ika dehavi tachshit, but there are some things that are jewelry, right? And i.e. mikaradin, they should be mutter, but v'gazer be'rabanan, but chazal were gozer, dilma shalfa umachuyo lechaverto. Maybe she'll take it off and show it to her friend, chashivuso. Since it's very important, since it's a nice piece of jewelry or whatever, the dilma osi la asuye dalet amos, and she may come and carry it dalet amos birshus harabim. So what can she go out with and what can she not go out with? Says the Mishnah, lo seitze isha lo bechute tzemer, velo bechute pishton, velo berutsuo shebarosha. She cannot go out with different types of string braided into her hair. Chutit Semer, wool, pishtan is linen, and ritsuos are the certain other straps that are, you know, woven into her hair, and that is usher, we'll see in a second. Velo titbol mehem, and she's not allowed to go to the mikvah with them in her hair, right? We know that to go to a mikvah, man or woman, you need to go your entire body without anything between you and the water. Something that is between you and the water, let's say, I don't know, a Band-Aid or something, or just for an example, that's called a chatzitza, something that kind of like is between you and the water. You don't have a full tevila. So these strands, or I guess, strips of wool or whatever it is, that are in the woman's hair, she has to take those out because she cannot go to the mikveh. They're considered a chatzitza if they're in her hair. Okay, sorry, just to clarify, aja terafim, says the Mishnah, until she loosens them. Meaning the concern, as I said before, is that the water should get to all parts of a person's body when they go to the mikvah. So if the woman loosens the strands in her hair, the decorative strips in her hair, so then the water obviously will get to all parts of her body, into her hair as well, and therefore there's no problem. Okay, back to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara will ask, what are you talking about? What do you need to do with a mikvah? You can teach Hilchos Mikvos, Hilchos Nida. You don't have to teach that here. The Gemara will ask that in a second. Velo b'totefes, she's not allowed to go. The Gemara is also going to explain what all these things are. She's not allowed to go out with a totefes, velo b'sarvitin, and she's not allowed to go out with sarvitin, b'zman she'ena tfurin, if they're not tied onto her hat. Again, because if it's tied onto her hat, she's not going to take off her hair, take off her hat and expose her hair, so we're not concerned that she'll take it off. But if the jewelry is not tied onto her hat, so then she may take it off and show it to somebody, and therefore it's usher. Velo b'kabul, l'shus harabim, and she can't take out a kabul. She's not allowed to go out wearing a kabul. Okay, we'll see what that is. Velo b'ir shel zav, and not with a city of gold. That was also a type of jewelry that was like kind of like a, not a visor, but almost like the tzitz worn around her head. Velo b'katla, velo b'nizamim, and not with a katla. The Gemara will debate what that is. V'nizamim are nose rings, which are valuable, that she may take them out. As we'll see in a second, there's a difference between nose rings and earrings. Velo b'tabas, she'in lachotem, and she's not allowed to go out with a ring that does not have a seal. Velo b'machat she'eino nekuva, and not with a needle that does not have a hole, it does not have an eye, okay, because those are, again, decorations that are not necessarily tie it on, right? If she has just a pin without an eye that's stuck into her clothing, that must be some sort of decoration. But it's not tied on, so we're concerned he'll take it off and show it to somebody. And again, this is the klal we've been saying. If she does go out, she's not chayav chatas. It's not aser midaraisa, but all of these rather are aser midarabanan. So the Gemara dives in right away and it says tefila man dachar shmei. Wait a second. Hold on. We're talking about hotzah on Shabbos. What do you need to talk to me about a mikvah? What do you mean? It's a chatzitza. If she goes to the mikvah, where'd you bring that in? Yes, I know the Gemara often will discuss random topics in the middle of the topic, but usually not in front of the Mishnah. Usually Mishnah will keep pretty consistent. Right? You don't have a Mishnah about Hilchos Trumos and then talking all of a sudden about Dam Nida, usually. All right, anyway, same thing over here. What are we talking about Tefillah? So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Kamar Rabbi Bar Avua, Ma Tam Kamar. The reason of the Mishnah to ask a woman to go out on Shabbos is because of this exact point. Ma Tam, what's the reason? Lo Yetze Isha, lo b'chute tzemer, lo b'chute pishtan. Why can't a woman go out with these types of straps in her hair? Because Chazal said, b'chol lo titbol behem, because they're not allowed to go on a weekday to the mikvah, or meaning not only a weekday, but in general, you're not allowed to go to a mikvah with this stuff in your hair, I should throw them until you untie them and have them loose or whatever so that the water can get through. And since that's true, that you can't go to the mikvah without untying them, the Shabbos, let's say, you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos, Dilma Misrami La Tvila Shal Mitzvah, Vishari Elohu. Because maybe she will end up having to do a Tvila Shal Mitzvah, and then Shari Elohu, and then she will untie them a little bit, Vasar La Savinhu, Daladamas Prishus Rabbim. And then she'll end up coming and carrying that those things, Daladamas Prishus Rabbim. So just a quick question, what kind of random tefillah shal mitzvah may a woman come and end up having? So obviously, tefillah shal nida, right? A woman usually does not randomly have a tefillah shal nida, right? Just happened to her. So it could be that the Gemara is a little bit lav dafka, and that since when she has a tefillah shal mitzvah, obviously the tefillah happens at night. It's only shayach Friday night. But maybe this, right, obviously it's Shabbos Friday night as well. So if she goes out and wearing these things, she may have to take off the straps to go to the mikvah. Another possibility is that if she gets invited to somewhere where they're eating taros, right, food that is tahor, that needs to stay tahor, and she is tamei, a tzvul yom, if she has a less serious tumah, and all she needs to do is to go to the mikvah to eat this taros, or perhaps kachim, let's say she's a kohen or Asia's kohen. She needs to be tar to eat some food. That's why she got invited to a friend's house, and she needs to be tar to eat some food, and she happens not to be tar unless she goes to the mikvah. She already had hair of shemesh, so if she runs to the mikvah, right, with the stuff in her hair, oh, you invited me for lunch, it's so exciting, but now she has the stuff in her hair, and she has to untie it, and now, hold on one second, now she may come to carry Daladamas for Sarabin. We see a lot of halachos, right? We have a famous halacha about shofar. We don't call shofar in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, because you may carry something Daladamas for Sarabim. So Chazal were very concerned to make sure to keep Hotzah, safe from violation. Okay. Boy Minei Rav Kahana Merav. Tichi Chalilta Mai. What about a Tichi Chalilta? Now, what is that? So the Gemara says, not the Gemara, Rashi says, right, a little bit farther down, Sharsharos Shalchutin Chalulos Ve'agulos. This is very open kind of interlocking rings. A sharsheres is a chain link. So you can imagine some sort of chain link material, maybe like almost like some mesh type of material. What about that stuff in a woman's hair? You can imagine it's it can decorate a woman's hair with some sort of mesh material. What about that in her hair? So I'm relaying. So Rav said back to him, "Arig kamarta." Wait, you said something that's woven? Kol shu arig lo gazru. Anything that's woven was not part of the gzera, the rabbanon. Now, here arig doesn't literally necessarily mean woven, because obviously, what did the Mishnah say? The first example, chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan, right, that is also technically woven. What it means here, it means something that is woven so loosely, right, that does not create a chatzitza, right? It's mesh, it's big, it's open, the water comes in. It's not necessarily a chatzitza. We're not concerned that she'll remove it on Shabbos. So any scenario that's any type of, very big and wide and open stitching, Chazal were not gozer. And they're right, obviously, that because she's not going to have to take it off if she ends up going to Mikvah. Ishbar Nami, it was also said, Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Kol Shu Arig Lo Gazru, right, there's no Gzeira on anything that is woven in this manner. Vika Damre, and some people say, Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, Chazina La Achose, I've seen my, one, some people say that Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Yeshua, said like this, that I've seen my sisters, Lo Kapton Alayhu, don't care about them, Rashi says, when they go wash themselves, not to the mikvah, but when they go wash themselves or bathe or whatever it is, they don't take it out of their hair. So Gemara says, my ika bein hachleshna bein hachleshna. What's the difference? Right. The first thing he said, either there's no gzera on anything that's so loose and woven like that. And another one says, well, Rabbi Yeshua says, my sisters don't care about it whatsoever. So what's the difference? So ika bein ayu din a tifon. That let's say they get dirty. If, according to the Mandamar, says that anything woven in this manner, this open mesh type stitching, is not part of the Gzeira, so regardless of whether it's dirty or not, it's just not part of the Gzeira. So, Haninami Arud, because these are already this type of weaving and this type of stitching, it's not part of the Gzeira. But according to the second language that we said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, the Amarta, Mishum Kepeda, that it's based on whether the girls care about it, whether it's coming into the mikveh with them or the shower with them or not, Kevin Denatifa, Ditanifa, sorry, since it's already it's dirty, so then Mikba Kapudalai, they're gonna be concerned, they're gonna be, you know, they're not gonna wear a dirty head covering into the bath or the shower or the mikvah, so therefore they may come to take it off, and therefore it is gonna be usher on Shabbos to go out with such a thing. Okay. Tanan Hasim. We learned in the Mishnah over there, Mishnah in the Mikvos. Ve'ilu chotzitzin ba'adam. These are some things that are a chotzitz. If a person wants to go to the mikvah, he can't be wearing them. Chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan, v'rutzuos shevroshi abonos. Right, again, these three things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, strands of wool and strands of linen and different other types of straps that decorate a woman's hair. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shal tzemer v'shal seyar ein chotzitzin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, wool and hair, meaning if you're wearing a decorative, some sort of hair, either her own hair or someone else's hair, so that's not a chatzitza. Because the water goes through. The water either soaks through or is able to get around, and maybe it's not going to be a chatzitza when a person goes to the mikvah. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Uvukulan v'roshi habonos shoninu. And everybody here in this Mishnah is talking about decorations in a girl's hair, right? It didn't say straight up. Right? We assumed, right? We explained that, but Rav Huna is explaining the Mishnah, and right? I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. It's talking about decorations that are in girls' hair. Maskevla Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, one second, Lumute Mai, what are you coming to exclude? Right? When you're telling me that it's decorations in girls' hair, right? Where else are these wool or linen or whatever straps of strands or whatever, where else are they worn? Ilim Lumute Tzavar, meaning, and that would be Mutter. According to Tanakhama, if you're telling me they're coming to exclude the stuff worn around their neck, right, let's say it's a necklace or decoration, udemai, and what is it made out of? Ilei melamuti tsemer, to exclude tsemer, this wool that is, let's say, a necklace of wool around the neck, right, meaning it's also around the hair, but not in the neck, according to Tanakhama, that doesn't make sense. Hashta, if you're telling me that rach al gabe kosha, something that's soft on something that's hard, i.e. wool on top of hair, right, chotzeitz, that creates a chatzitza, so rach al gabe rach mi boya, you need to tell me that something soft on something that's soft is also going to be a chatzitza? Obviously it's going to be a chatzitza. Right, certainly, you know, again, because if you have something soft and it's tied up against your skin, so that's going to press into the skin, right, something that's soft and something unsoft will press and create a chatzitza more than something that's hard on top of hard, or hard on top of soft, or soft on top of hard. So ve'ela lemute chute pishtan, it must be coming to exclude strips of linen. But that doesn't make sense either, because hashta kasha gabi kasha chotitz, linen is much harder than wool. If linen is kasha gabi kasha, which hair is also considered tough, right, not as malleable, if that's going to be chatzitza, to have something kasha al gabi kasha, linen on top of hair, so kasha al gabi rach, meboya, certainly you don't need to tell me that something that's tough around something that's soft, i.e. your skin, right, is going to be a chatzitza, right? If you've ever, I don't know, wrapped something, let's say a neck warmer around your skin and pulled it really, around your neck and pulled it really tight, obviously it presses up against the skin, water's not going to get in. Something that's hard on something that's soft, linen on top of skin, for sure is going to be Usher as well. So you don't need it. That can't be what they're coming to exclude. So Elam Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef explains, Hainu Tamei the Rav Yehuda. This is what Rav Yehuda meant when he said, ah, we're all talking about the decorations in girls' hair. A woman is not going to strangle herself by tying hair or linen or wool around her neck too tightly. So that's why it's mutter. Not because, you know, this whole logic that he had before, but it's mutter because a woman, mistama, is not going to tie a necklace, and any type of necklace, too hard around and around her neck, and then choke her. Ezve Abaye, Abaye says, 1 second, hold on, I'll show you in a brisa that that's not necessarily true, though. There are women who will tie their necklaces pretty tight. Habanos yotzos bechutin shebos nehem. Women are allowed to go out with strings in their ears. Rashi writes, women who have gotten, or girls who have gotten their ears pierced for the first time, and they're leaving strings in their ears to make sure that the hole doesn't close. But they're not allowed to go out with these strings around their necks. Rashi writes, "Anke ritzuos she'ein mushavos rechavos delav letachshit avidon dumi dechutin b'shavos neim." Then they're not allowed to go out with these strips that are kind of lacing up whatever shirt or dress that they're wearing. So the Gemara then explained, if you tell me that a woman is not going to choke herself, so why can't she go out with these straps or this lace on top of her shirt? And obviously she's not going to tie it too tight to the point where she's going to have to take it off if she goes to the mikvah. Or let's say it's an individual item. Let's say some sort of necklace or neck decorative thing, but if it's not tight, so why does she have to take it off? It's not going to be. It shouldn't be a chatzitza. Why then is it usher for her to go out with it on Shabbos? So Amar Ravina. Ravina says Amar Beis Hacha beKatla is kidding. We're talking about a katla. Now what's a katla? So katla Rashi says, fascinatingly enough, is that women back in the day sometimes would wear a bib. Some sort of elaborate, or not as elaborate if you're not wealthy, but some sort of bib to protect her clothing. The isha chonekes et atzma, just back in the Gemara, and why would these be tied very tightly? The isha chonekes et atzma demicha la shetira kebalas basar. And apparently they would tie these bibs really tight around their necks, because back in the day, the standard of beauty was different than what is nowadays. And if a woman was fatter or had more meat on her, so that was considered, and that's historically true as well, that she was considered more attractive because she was considered healthier, etc., etc. Obviously, nowadays that has changed. But so what they would do with these bibs, they would tie it real tight around their necks, and then the skin on the neck would kind of push up a little bit and make her face look a little fatter. So those bibs were worn really, really tight, and therefore that is usser, because you'd have to take them off before going to the mikvah, and you may come to move them dalad amas pushes or abin. Okay. That's only in terms of a bib, but other straps, as we said before, are mutter, and that's what Rav Huna was talking about. On Amar Aleph, that those types of looser type of straps or necklace type things are mutter to go out with on Shabbos, because again they're not so tight and she could go to the mikvah with them. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shal Tzemer Shal Ser and Chutzim Mepnei Shamayim Boim Bahem. We see quoted that Mishnah Mikvos. That's not in our Mishnah at the top of Amar Aleph, but that Mishnah Mikvos had said that Rabbi Yehuda says if it's a strap of wool or hair, that's not a chatzitza because the water gets into them. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Bechutei Seir. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of hair, with these strands of hair. So Amar Le'abaye, Halacha Michal de Pligi. If you tell me the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that implies the Tanakama argues on him. If you remember, if you flip back to Amar Aleph, again, Tanan Hasam, it's all, three quarters of the way down. Elu Chutzin Ba'adam, the Tanakama doesn't talk about hair. So how do you know that he argues on Rabbi Yehuda? Right. Mechlad de Pligi. V'chitema, and if you'll tell me, well, maybe he must argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Ilav de Shema'inan, mitanakama, da'ire, b'chut de seyer, ihu nami lo havamairi. If you were to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda must have heard that halakha from the Tanakama, because why would he even bring that up otherwise? right? Delma may be Kishem Kamarlu. Maybe that doesn't have to necessarily be true. Maybe he's saying just like. What do you mean just like? Kihechi, just like Demodisu li bichute seyer, just like you admit to me by hair that's mutter. Oduli nami bichute tzemer. Admit to me also that by strands of wool, it's also mutter, right? Again, that's the machlokas in the Mishnah, but between wool, strands of wool. Rabbi Yehuda says mutter, Tanakama says usser. Tanakama doesn't mention sayar, doesn't mention hair. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying, just like you agree with me in terms of these strands of hair, that they're mutter, agree with me also that the strands of wool are also mutter. So itmar, so who said, Amar v'achmar v'shmuel, modim chachamim, that's true. Modim chachamim la Rabbi Yehuda v'chute sayar. In fact, Tanakama does agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that strands of hair are mutter. Right? And therefore, you don't need to tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because everybody agrees, and the chachamim agree that it's mutter. Again, there's really no practical nafkamina here, but the question, the maisa, we're just trying to figure out what the shita of the chachamim is. Taninami hachi, we also learned the raisa, chutit zemer, chotitzin, that woolen strands are a chatzitza, but chutitzer ain't chotitzin, but hair is not. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, and it says, shel tzemer v'shel seyar ain't chotitzin. No, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama. There you have the braisa b'furush, and the Tanakama agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that the hair, in fact, is mutter. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Oh, yeah, okay, just one more point, just to prove, just to drive it home, that this is what the Tanakama holds. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Masnisan Nami Deka. Our Mishnah also makes sense. Not our Mishnah, but a Mishnah we have in about 10 blot. Samach Dalet, so I guess 7 blot. The Mishnah makes sense, because what does the Mishnah say? The Gatani, Yotza Isha B'chute Sear. A woman is allowed to go out on Shabbos with strands of hair in her hair. Bein Mishalah, Bein Mishal Chaverta, whether the hair is hers or someone else's. So money, who is that? So whose opinion is that? It says that strands of hair are mutter. Ilei Rabbi Yehuda, if you tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda, she does, Ophile Chutit Tamer Nami. So also, strands of wool are also a mutter. Why wouldn't you mention that? Right, strands of wool are a mutter as well. So Elav Rabbanani, but you see that since he didn't mention strands of wool, then that opinion, that Mishnah must hold that strands of wool are usser, and that's the Rabbanan, that's the Tanakama, and Shema Mino, but Chutei Seyar, lo pligi, Shema Mino. And apparently he holds that Chutei Seyar, excuse me, or it's also mutter. Okay. Lo b'totefes. A woman is not allowed to go out with a totefes. Gemara asks the question that we're all wondering. My totefes. What is that? So Rav Yosef, chumarta dekatifta. It's a chumarta dekatifta. Not helpful. But Rashi says, kesher she'osin l'rufuos kiton ayin hara shelo tishlot. It's a red bendel. It's an anti-ayin hara piece of jewelry. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, one second, we learned a couple blot ago, and we're going to see in the Mishnah later, Tehavi kikamea mumche v'tishtri. That should be just like, we said there's an amulet that's made by a doctor, by a professional, that, you know, helps a person heal v'tishtri. Why don't we say that that's mutter? Right? Again, if it's made properly, right, it's not one of those red strings you buy from the Shlomiel, by the Kotel, or by Kevarochel, or whatever. The guy should have maybe he should have a parnasa, whatever, but it's not one of these red bendel type things. It's actually something that is keneged ayin hara, made by a mumcha, so it should be mutter. So Rav Yehuda, in the name of Abaye, says, no, it's not a red bendel, it's not an anti-ayin hara thing, it's apu zainu. It's an apu zainu. What is that? That is some sort of jewelry, Rashi says, shel zav, some sort of jewelry of zav, and we're going to see what that is in a second. Tanya Nami Hakri, we're going to see that it goes on the head, some sort of, I think it's from ear to ear, we'll see in a second. Tanya Nami Hakri, we also learned the Raisa. Yotza Isha Besvacha Hamuz Heves, with a Toteves. A woman is allowed to go out with a Toteves, in this Raisa. Uvisarvitin Hakovinba. So and she's allowed to go out with this Sarvitim and a Toteves, as long as those two pieces of jewelry are Kovinba, or Kavuinba, are tied, are fastened to the hat. Meaning, as we said before, Svacha Museves is a hat that has jewelry, that has golden jewelry on it, and a Toteves and a Sarvitim, and we'll explain what those are in a second, that'll help us with what exactly it is. But basically, if it's, our mission said that they're not allowed to go out with them, and that's simply because they're not sewn in or attached to the hat that she's wearing. If, like according to this Brysa, they are attached to the hat, so then she is allowed to go out in Rosh Hashanah because she's not going to take it off. Amar Rabbi Avo, Oh, sorry, just a little bit. Eza totefes veza sarvitin. What are these things? Some Rabbi Avo totefes havokefes lami ozen la ozen. It's some sort of jewelry that goes from ear to ear, meaning across the forehead, like the tzitz. Sarvitin hamagin la ad lechia. And sarvitin are jewelry that hang down to lechia, to her cheek. Meaning, you can imagine that if you have, you know, from that piece that goes from her ear to ear across the forehead, if she has jewelry that hangs down to her cheek, I don't know how she would see, but, I take it back. Rashi writes, I'm not sure. All right, I imagine it wouldn't be in front of her eyes. Yeah, it'd be probably closer to the temples. Anyway, Lamaisa, that stuff is different types of jewelry that's fastened to the hat, so then she's not going to take it off, and therefore it's mutter her to go out with it on Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna says, Anios osin osan shalminit sivonim, the poor woman would make it out of colored fabric, and Ashiros osan shal kesev vishalzav, and the rich women would make that out of gold and jewelry. Okay. Veloba Kabul, she's not allowed to go out with a Kabul. Question is, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Kabul zeh in yodeh amahu. Fascinating. Rabbi Yanai is just like me. I don't know what a Kabul is. But he at least had an idea. He, back in the day, a Kabul was one of two things. E kavla de avda tnan, maybe it's a mark of a slave, meaning slaves used to go out or have some sort of marking on their clothing. But maybe a kavul, which is also, back in the day, was called a woolen hat, kippa, right? Kippa, not literally a kippa, but a hat of tzemer, a woolen hat, shaper dami, maybe that's mutter. Odilma, or maybe kippa shel tzemer tnan, maybe the mission is talking about a woolen hat, if a kolshe ken kavla de avda, and certainly it's talking about a kavla, this patch or this mark on a slave. There would also be also to go out with on Shabbos. Mistama the kavla chomer is simply because they definitely called a kavla, a woolen hat, a kavla, and they sometimes called this mark of the slave a kabul. So, all right, but either way, meaning Rabbi Yani wasn't sure what it was. Amar Rabbi Avo, Mistava Kamadamar Kibish Al Tzemertanan. It makes sense that it's this woolen hat. We also learned in the Raisa, Yotza Isha Bekavul Uve Istama Lachatzer. A woman is allowed to go out with his woolen hat and an istama, we'll see what that is in a second, to her courtyard and not to her Shizaravim. Rashi explains, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Af Bekavul Ur Shizaravim. She can even go out with a kabul to Ur Shizaravim because we're not concerned that she's going to take it off in the Rishus Rabbim. According to Rishon ben Elazar, meaning Lamaisa, that was something that was covering her hair mamish. Right? According to the Madamar, who says that she is allowed to go out to the Chatzar, but not to Rishus Rabbim, so that was something that was on top of her hat. And according to Rishon ben Elazar, no, it was something that would cover her hair mamish, so therefore she can go into the Rishus Rabbim because she's not going to uncover her hair. That's Rashi says Shaper Dami. That's not here. That's a little bit later. Okay, where was that? The Shaper Dami. That's good. Rashi says the came of the Migla Sarah Lo Shalfa Mechuya. Right, she's not going to come. That's the Rashi that says that she's not going to come to uncover her hair. But I'm not sure. Right, that was already in the middle of Rabbi Yanai's question. Okay, but either way, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Kol Shu, and this is the Klal Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and this is the rule that Rav Shimon ben Elazar said. Keep on getting confused there. Kol Shu Lamata Min Hashchava, anything underneath her hat, Yotzinbo, she's allowed to wear to go out on Shabbos. Because Mistama, if that's what's actually covering her hair, she's not going to take it off. Kol Shu Lamala Min Hashchava, but anything on top of her hat, meaning some sort of adornment that is not fastened to the hat. So in Yotzinbo, she's not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because she may come, take it off, and show it to a friend and carry it. Dalad Amos Bershiz Rabbim. My Istama, just to finish up, what is this Istama that we talked about? Rabbi Avo, Bizyone. My Bizyone, what is that? That's not helpful, Rabbi Avo. What is a Bizyone? I'm Rabbi Amarav. Kalya Pruche. It is some sort of piece of cloth, Rashi says, some sort of Metz Nefes, that would, after a woman would tie up all her hair, she'd have some hairs that hung down, so apparently she would put on this extra kalia pruche, some of this extra cloth to catch all of the stray hairs, since that's not an ikker I guess according to Tanakamo, since she can't go out with her, she's not going to come and take that off. Again, Rabbi, right, Rabbi Shimon Elazar agrees that she's not going to cover, since it's already protecting and keeping the hair that she's covering, she's not going to go out with that into Shus Rabim on Shabbos, because she may take it off. Ah, so therefore it's not actually crucial to covering her hair on Shabbos, right, that makes more sense. And she may come and take it off on Shabbos, and therefore she's not allowed to go out into Rishus HaRabim. Yeah, we'll stop here. And Mitzvah Shem will go weiter with more of these topics tomorrow. Have a Shavua Tov, and Kol Tov, wherever you are listening to this.